RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Now it's time for sport. Des Cahill, good morning to you.
Hi Mary, how are you? Late night for those of us watching the US Open golf last night.
And more to come.
Yeah, more to come. But it didn't quite get finished actually because of light. And the Irish are within striking distance. Reporting on it all is Greg Allen.
After bad light forced a suspension of play due to early fog in San Diego, this was the second US Open in a row with vastly better first round scoring than expected. And pre-championship tales of unplayable rough that might even cause injury to players proved well wide of the mark. And so there's a two-way tie for the lead on 4-under involving Russell Henley, the world number 63 ranked player, and the 2010 Open champion Louis Westhuizen. And they are one shot clear of two Europeans on 3-under, Rafa Cabrera-Bello and Francesco Molinari. Now, it looked for quite a while that Rory McIlroy wouldn't just shrug off a sequence of poor starts in the majors and actually possibly challenge for the lead, but the early promise of a 2-under par front nine began to dissipate as the grey afternoon gloom set in. And if it wasn't for an encouragingly sharp short game on the back nine, in particular a 15-foot par-saving putt on 17, he would have drifted over par figures. But in surviving that crisis, McIlroy then finished with a birdie on 18 to sign for a round of 1-under par 70, two strokes better than the 1-over par 72 that leaves Shane Lowry also in a very decent challenging position. And speaking of challengers, once again, Brooks Koepka, who is far and away the most successful player in the majors over the last 4 years, he is right up there after a round of 2-under par 69, and he says there's no mystery to his consistency in the majors.
It's pretty simple. It's a lot simpler than what guys make it. A lot of guys make it more difficult than it needs to be. It's just all about discipline in the US Open.
The pre-tournament favourite, John Rahm, also opened with a 69, as did Xander Schauffele, while world number one Dustin Johnson shot a level par 71.
All right, thanks, Greg. Meanwhile, the Cavan woman is at it again on the LPGA Tour. Leona Maguire, brilliant round from her. She's tied for the lead after the opening round of Michigan, beginning with a bogey-free 7-under par 65. Stephanie Meadow is 1-over in that one. In soccer, the Euros last night, and the Netherlands assured themselves of a place in the last 16 with a 2-0 victory over Austria. The goals came from Denzel Dumfries and a Memphis Depay penalty. In the same group, Ukraine beat North Macedonia 2-1. And Belgium booked a place in the knockout stages. After a 2-1 defeat of Denmark, Kevin De Bruyne scored the winner in a thrilling Group B encounter in Copenhagen. Today's games, well, Sweden play Slovakia at 2 o'clock. It's Croatia versus Czech Republic at 5. And at 8 o'clock, England take on Scotland at Wembley. The England manager, Gareth Southgate, has said United defender, Manchester United defender Harry Maguire will be involved in the England squad, having been out since May with an ankle injury.
Harry will be involved tomorrow. Decision we've got to make is whether he's ready to start. But we're really pleased with his progress. He's trained with the team for 4 or 5 days now, and had no reaction. And of course, each session that he's involved with, he gets more confident. And I think he's on a really good path. So, of course, we want everybody available. It causes difficult decisions, but at the moment. This morning on the training pitch, we had 26 players training, and that's a great situation for us to be in.
Now, Scotland are complete underdogs after they lost 2-0 at home to the Czech Republic on Monday. What did Celtic striker Lee Griffiths make of that performance?
Yeah, I thought the performance was good. I think, the chances we created were positive. But you've got to give credit to the Czech Republic as well. They played well, they took the chances we needed to, and I think it was one of the games where doesn't matter who the chances fell to, we weren't going to put the ball in the back of the net.
The manager made out that the chances were positive, the fact he created so many. Looking at that as a striker, is that encouraging for you moving forward?
Yeah, of course it is. You've seen the impact that Shea Adams came off the bench and had. He was a real bright spark up front. I think we're on the front foot, and the second goal was, I would say it was a bit freaky, but they're the kind of chances you need to take, and especially the chances we created the second half, we hit the bar as well. On another day we go and score 4 or 5.
Now, there's also a full list of games at home tonight. The Premier Division leaders Shamrock Rovers go to Waterford, and Sligo have a tricky game at St Pat's. Vinnie Perth takes charge of Dundalk at home to Longford, and elsewhere it's Bowes versus Drogheda and Finn Harps versus Derry City. The First Division leaders Shelburne are away to Wexford. In tennis, Naomi Osaka has withdrawn from this year's Wimbledon tournament. The world number two continues to take a break from the sport, although she does plan to return in time for the Olympic Games in Tokyo. Rafa Nadal will not compete at Wimbledon or the Olympics to allow his body recover from the demands of the clay court season. Horse racing, and after Stradivarius was beaten in the Gold Cup yesterday, with the Tony Mullins trained Princess Zoe finishing second to Subjectivist, the feature today is the Coronation Stakes. There's also action at home at Down Royal, where 500 spectators will be allowed in, and at Limerick.